Search the hashtag quilt on Instagram and browse through endless photos of lovely patterns and bright colors. Go to YouTube for tutorials or search Facebook to find a local group of quilters. Social media has had a big impact on the hobby.
You know, a lot of people tell me, oh, you're a quilter.
That's Judd Beal, treasurer of the Abilene Quilt Guild.
You know, I'm a 32-year-old male quilter. It's pretty rare. There's not a lot of us around.
There may not be a lot of male quilters around town, but there is a community online. In fact, he's found all kinds of resources online that are helpful for beginners like him. He says YouTube videos and Facebook groups have led to an explosion of popularity for modern quilting.
I had sewn a lot in my life, but I'd never done any quilting before. And I learned that quilters use patterns.
To make his first quilt 18 months ago, he followed a pattern using pre-cut pieces of fabric that he put together with a machine.
But I have one very large goal that I haven't even started yet, but I'm going to do it sometime. I want to hand quilt a quilt.
He says quilting is relaxing. He likes that you never see two quilts that are the same.
Even if you're following the same pattern or even if you're working on the same block, you know, more than likely the person next to you chose a different fabric. And so when you come to the quilt show, every quilt is going to be different. And it's fascinating because there's going to be quilts that are 100 years old and might be quilts that are 10 days old. Like in my case, I'm working on a quilt right now that I entered into the quilt show, but it's not made yet. So I hope to have it done by the quilt show.
This is the first year that the quilt show will be judged. Beal says that's both exciting and terrifying. Either way, he's looking forward to some feedback. For KACU, I'm Joy Banala.